Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week on our Heartbeat, you titled our Heartbeat with the sentence, "Don't just hope you'll go to heaven." And you kind of made a bold statement where you said, "I know I'm going to heaven." Which, when you think about that, does seem
very
pretty bold, doesn't it?
Yes.
But really what you're talking about is if we're truly following Christ, we're truly following Jesus in our lives, then we know that we have an eternal destiny.
Yes.
It's not a hesitant,
the assurance
I think I'll go
is
to
not
heaven.
From me.
Yeah.
The assurance is because of what Jesus has done for us.
And so it's shifting from the don't just hope, but the assurance in Jesus.
Yes.
That will go to heaven. You shared the scripture in 1 John, which says, 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 to 12, it says, "And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." So we need Jesus in our lives.
Well, that's a very bold statement.
Yes, it is.
But that's what God, Jesus is trying to share with us, that the assurance is there, guys. Don't live not knowing. Don't live, oh, maybe, knowing that Jesus has done it for us. You know, still he wants us to then, well, if we're following him, to live a life of worthy of following him, live a life that he keeps calling us to. He shows us how. He gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be stronger in it, to do the journey. But my heart even knows that if I don't attain what, you know, the best that I can attain, if my heart is really trying and my attitude and my focus is on Jesus, towards Jesus, loving him the best I can, then, you know, like I described, I'm happy to go to a place that the Catholic churches say described it as purgatory, a waiting place. I'm happy to go there and be more purified because I know I'm still going to heaven.
And that goes to your point also of when you said we can't go to heaven on someone else's faith. You know, just because my parents believe or my grandparents believe doesn't mean that
my husband, wife, my best friend,
my anyone
sister,
close to you.
Yes.
It's our faith. It's our relationship with Jesus.
We stand alone before the Lord on Judgment Day, whatever Judgment Day is, because I don't know. It sounds like, you know, he's there on the throne judging us, but he does, because he said, "You cared for those people, come into my kingdom," and they go, you know, "And you didn't." And they go, when, where were you, Lord? He said, "It was your neighbor." So he even gives us guidelines on how to live, so that we are following the way Jesus wants us to.
And the question of eternal life is obviously not a new question. Us as humans have wondered and asked about it for as long as we've existed. And Jesus, you give the example of even Jesus was asked about it by the lawyer back in the day of asking, "So how do I inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answers with the story of the Good Samaritan. First of all, the lawyer comes back with the answer of, well,
the law, and
the law,
what it is.
I love God.
Love God, yes.
Yeah, with all my heart, my mind, and my soul, and my strength. And then my neighbour as myself, which the Jewish people at the time knew that was the law. That was the two.
But then he said, well, who's my neighbour?
Yeah, and that's when Jesus goes to the real heart of a neighbour, because neighbour to them would not have been a Samaritan.
No, it would have been another Jewish person.
Yeah, because the Samaritans were despised. But then Jesus tells this story of the Samaritan is the one who is
your
neighbour, is the good one who's come across and helped the man who was beaten on the ground. And at the time when that story was told, it actually would have rattled people.
It would have disturbed people greatly.
Mm.
That's why also the Jewish hierarchy didn't like it, because, oh my goodness, he's saying that we love the Samaritans?
Yep.
And that was just a no-no.
It was such a challenge for them. I'm just going to look in the scripture now. I had a feeling that, let me see if I can find it. And who is my neighbor? And Jesus goes on and tells the story. I'm just looking at the story here. Oh, and Jesus finishes by saying, which of the three who walked past the man who'd been beaten, which of the three was a neighbor to the man who had been robbed? And the lawyer said, the one who showed him mercy. And then Jesus instructs, go and do likewise.
Be merciful too.
Be merciful. So when we're talking about inheriting eternal life, first, love God with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength. And then the second bit is, and go be merciful to your neighbor.
Mm.
And that's the twofold. And I suppose when you're talking about the judgment, we do also have that scripture that says, you know, you didn't help the least of them. And yes. The person goes, what do you mean? I didn't see them.
Like, Lord.
That goes directly in line with this scripture of being merciful to your neighbor.
Yes.
So it's about that personal relationship with Jesus. And then what I loved that you said was it was the knowledge of what Jesus has done for us, and then we need to act upon that knowing. And to me, the being merciful is that acting on the knowing.
Well, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit are the acting, the action of.
Yes, okay.
Kindness, generosity, perseverance, self-control. They're actually things you have to do.
Mm.
It's not just all a biblical knowledge or a head thing. It's a heart thing.
Mm.
And then it's acting upon it with your life.
Mm. So that to me is the weekly challenge this week. That we
Who's
need.
Who's your neighbour?
So what did you say?
Who's your neighbour?
Who's your neighbour? Yes. Who's your neighbour? So ask a question, who's your neighbour? And maybe you can be challenged by that because, you know, people weren't expecting that the Good Samaritan was going to be the person who was the neighbour. But
the good neighbour who helped the
good
neighbour,
yes. Maybe there are people in our lives who we've discounted or said rejected even, but that's our neighbour. And then I think the second part to the challenge is then that acting upon what we know that Jesus has done for us.
And what can we do? I can't do everything, but I can do some things.
Yep. So that's the weekly challenge for this week. I hope that has blessed you, our chat today, and that you are challenged by it, because God wants to continue to challenge us to the next level in our lives, in our relationship with Him. So I hope that's really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.